You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Thursday and it's July 10th, and we're asking you, which world leader would you like to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner with, and why? Drop us a line at 8778-MY-TAKE. We're also asking you this. Have you ever seen the movie Apocalypse Now?
You have to have men who are moral and at the same time who are able to utilize their primordial instincts to kill without feeling, without passion, without judgment, because it's judgment that defeats us.
After having seen this movie, you might think you understand the Army and what it's like to go to war, but Lieutenant Colonel J. Todd Brazile says not necessarily. Welcome, Lieutenant Colonel. What's wrong with Apocalypse Now?
Well, thanks for having me on, Ms. Udoji. I get to say Brando's a tough one to follow at 4 o'clock in the morning here. There's nothing wrong with Apocalypse Now. It's an interesting representational piece of a war movie that was one particular director and writer's vision of how they saw the war. I don't think there's anything wrong with that movie.
Okay. Army Lieutenant Colonel J. Todd Brazile, you work in Hollywood at what's called the Media Relations LA Division. Now, you help movie makers make realistic representations of men and women in the Army in the movies?
Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
And so how many scripts do you read a month?
Oh, gosh. It really depends. Hollywood has its own version of a surge every year also, sometime beginning around the fall, lasting through their pitch season and their pilot season in the spring. And then it sort of slows down in the summertime where our principal work is in documentary filmmaking and music videos, video games, long-form radio programs.
So you're really embedded, is what you're saying, in what's going on in Hollywood. In the Valley of Elah, that's a movie that you have some issues with. Can we take a listen to the tape and a clip of it, and you'll let me know what you think went wrong here?
I'll be glad to.
I hated it over there. Sleeping tents. No toilets, no showers. No toilet paper. Use your hand. I couldn't wait to get out. After 2 weeks here, all I want to do is go back.
Lieutenant Colonel?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's your thought on that portrayal of the military in the movies?
Well, that clip is representative of some soldiers' experiences when they went into Iraq and in Afghanistan, indeed, for the first time, before any sort of logistical support was there, and that's a very realistic representation, that clip that you played.
Does Hollywood sometimes get it wrong? Because that's basically why you're there, right?
Well, that's about part of the mission. I mean, the principal reason there is that we're there is to serve as the Army's voice and sort of face to the West Coast. We're sort of a full-spectrum public affairs office where we deal with everything from media relations to our work with TV and movie and radio. So, I'd like to go back to that clip that you just played. I'm not in a position to judge whether or not these are good movies or whether or not they are the clips that you're playing are representational, because those two clips that you played are very specific pieces. But taken on the whole, neither represent the Army of Vietnam nor the current Army of today's generation of young men and women who are serving their country.
Well, certainly, Colonel, there's a wide range of images that appear in the American media of the U.S. military. We kind of teed them up at the top. I don't know if you heard. We had Gomer Pyle in there, who's a Marine, of course. There's a Top Gun, Tom Cruise, you know, who's a naval aviator. And then we had a bit from Apocalypse Now. Does the Army and the Media Relations Department, like that kind of range? Does Gomer Pyle bother you? Or do you think that kind of all publicity is good publicity, sort of the old Hollywood adage?
Well, we're not Hollywood. And I can tell you that not all publicity is good publicity. Publicity that tends to reinforce stereotypes for any particular group is dangerous. in whatever its form. But I'm happy to be part of an organization that ensures people's rights to their artistic vision. Because we have a particular program with the accuracy of a given movie or a director's penchant towards sort of hyperinflating stereotypes or...
Give us an example. When you say inflating stereotypes, give us an example of a movie that you think overall perpetuated those kind of stereotypes.
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Brian De Palma's Redacted, which we had nothing to do with. That's probably the most overt one, where the director himself stated unequivocally that he is anti-military, and that this was intended to sort of rile people. On a sort of much, much lesser degree, a movie such as Mr. Haggis's In the Valley of Allah, that movie went a great deal towards sort of looping military justice system and the military investigative services into one block of people who are interested solely in conspiracy and cover-up.
So you're talking about fairness, and that's why you're there, is to ensure that movies are fair. Lieutenant Colonel Jay...
I'm sorry to cut that off, but that's actually not the why I'm there. I'm there to help filmmakers keep their portrayals accurate and plausible if they choose it.
Okay, Lieutenant Colonel J. Todd Brazil, Army Media Relations, thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for having me.